Regarding board, we're back from Board of Equalization. Now, regarding any board appointments, do we have anyone?
We're not board, back from Board of Equalization.
My mind needs to be equalized. That's why back from executive session. I had written BOE right here, and I read it right off, didn't I? And talking about board appointments, I think that we should move those.
We have time on Monday.
Hmm?
We have time on Monday.
No, but unless somebody has some changes they want to make on that day, I think we need to look.
What day? Are you talking about the
board appointments?
Board appointments. We were thinking about moving that from today because he's going to have to take this.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, we had a resignation.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well,
okay, two.
Off that board?
No. One there.
And one in P&Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Can we address those on either the, what is the date?
Monday's the 20th.
What about the 23rd?
Is that Thursday?
Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's
That's
time.
Fine.
Is that acceptable to you also?
That'd be fine.
Agenda. I'm sorry to hurry you, but I'm...
Go ahead.
Patsy requested time with you gentlemen to get the approval of an intergovernmental data sharing agreement with Ozark County. It's for GIS.
Okay.
That's for Monday. I'm putting it on Monday.
I would like to.
That's good.
It's already been reviewed, yes.
By Frank or somebody?
Jason Copney.
Perfect. 5 minutes probably all it takes, right? And we've done that before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought so.
With different counties. Randy Hayes requested a roundtable discussion about roads. He's requesting an hour.
Thursday of next week. Is that all right?
Yes, we've got, yeah. I see we have Pat at 1:30.
That's correct.
Yep. That'd be fine.
As we talked about last week, Carol Davis is requesting some time, about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was really hoping she would be here today when we talked about the budget. Did she not have a request regarding staff?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I thought she'd be here.
Yes.
What is her discussion?
You only had me to invite Rick Finley, and then at the last moment, you asked for Helen.
Well, we announced over the...
people knew this meeting was happening.
Thursday.
That's fine. Monday or Thursday, I don't care.
Okay.
15.
Yeah, 15 minutes. Is that what you said, 15 minutes, Nikki?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of items I feel like needs to be a meeting set for review applications for the three positions.
What I'd like to do instead of that is have a discussion.
Excuse me. What three positions?
HR, purchasing, and
purchasing
Roden
was
Bridge.
Pulled from the internet.
Yes, but we're still continuing to receive
applications
for that, and okay. We don't have anyone in that position currently.
Right. What I'd like to do...
Okay, discussion about the vacant. I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's what I'd rather have a bigger discussion and kind of dovetail it with, Ron, if we could, about our Boone County experience and talk about more specifics. Danny, what we did, we talked about some of the highlights, but maybe have a more of a roundtable discussion.
Do you have which is why I was wanting to block off some time on Monday, a discussion of our visit in Boone County.
Okay.
And to talk about purchasing, HR, sewer district, whatever it is we want to talk about on that particular day.
Right.
Can we tie that in?
Yeah, I think we need to, because I think that's probably the bigger discussion is, I'd like to talk about the commission liaison, what we do. But once again, if we just have...
How would you like that?
I would just say discussions or findings from Boone County. Discussions, because of the Boone County visit, something like that? Something like that. Because that's what it is. We're going to be sharing what we observed and then how it may or may not apply to Taney County.
Boone County visit.
We can recap,
talk
yeah.
about anything under that then regarding what was there. I think 30 minutes. Is that enough?
I think an hour.
Do you really?
Well, if we talk about the discussion liaison, how detailed are we going to get?
Schedule that and schedule something to follow it, but schedule them both at the same time so that when that's over, we can run into the next one.
If we run short, right. Shorter than an hour. That makes sense to me?
Mm-hmm. That would be a good time to follow up with the board positions rather than the following
sure.
Thursday.
That'd be great. Maybe put board positions with
put it on both, Thursday and that day. So we also need to have time that day to meet as the Board of Equalization, not to hear any appeals, but to set policy for how the Board of Equalization is going to operate and to make decisions about extending the appeals deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have, and that comes through the Board of Equalization rather than from the Commission.
Yeah, the date extension has to be set through.
Want to have the chairperson nominated that day and other.
What if we got in the all the BOE needs to be together? I don't think we need to call the other two in.
Okay, I
just to make an announcement. The three of us could do that, save them a day of work.
I mean, I think
because this is going to be a 3-minute meeting.
Yeah, right. That's fine. I just wondered if that's where you were.
Monday, yes, definitely Monday.
For how long?
And pardon? Five
for
minutes? Board of Equalization.
Mm-hmm.
However, and we can do this on the first day Board of Equalization meets, but would it be a good time to have the discussion amongst the commissioners about what we are going to pay them for their work? We've talked about it. We didn't make a vote on it.
We didn't vote on that?
I thought we voted on it.
I don't think so.
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Mm.
I'd propose 40-75 for half full.
No, we did vote on that.
I thought
we did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that discussion the same day we appointed the people.
Yeah.
You might check that in your minutes that came through. I didn't see it. I might have overlooked it, though. That's all right. You know, you'd have to read them. Would you check on that for us? If not?
You may have to listen to the audio, but I believe it was the same day we appointed those people.
Do we need to have Frank here on Monday? He asked me that question last night.
Now, Pat's going to be here, isn't she?
No, Thursday.
It's going to be on Thursday. When Pat is here.
I wouldn't mind having a discussion with Frank regarding sewer district and verbiage.
She needs to be here.
Here it is.
But we don't have to do that on
sorry, right here on the date on 6-6-2011, we have that.
Okay, excellent.
Established a $40 for half day, $75 for full day. And that included.
Are you reading the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's in the minutes.
Did you guys have you got the postponed to a definite time things from last week?
It's at 11 o'clock.
What is it, 11 o'clock?
Road materials and newspaper services bid award.
And that's when is that?
Monday at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
It's on all of your calendars.
Okay.
Just on a side note, Road and Bridge retirement party
for Wednesday.
The two individuals moved it from Thursday to Wednesday.
Saw that on the calendar. Gotcha.
What was I didn't hear you.
Road and Bridge retirement party. It was initially on Thursday, moved it to Wednesday.
Stifler and Comstock.
Mm-hmm.
Am I understanding there may be a meeting regarding floods, victims next week?
Yes, there may be. I had sent Jillian sent you guys a request. The City of Brandon, City of Hollister are willing to participate on the 21st looks like 6 p.m. is what we're trying to do at the City of Branson or City of Hollister. We've been on the facility to invite those who receive substantial damage so the FEMA person can explain in great detail what the buyout program is so they understand clearly. Right now there's a lot of misunderstanding what the buyout program is. There's a lot of misunderstanding from a homeowner perspective. They think they'll be able to get... There's some homeowners think that they're going to come out financially better with the buyout program, which is not the case. There's only so much money can be spent toward a property. But anyway...
Well, now, let me ask a question. In the buyout program, maybe that's a discussion we should have on Monday prior to this meeting ourselves, but if they don't come up with a 25% match, they're not even going to get the 75%, are they?
That's part of the program we have to talk about is how that 25% comes up. And they may have received part of that 25% already, and they just don't realize it's part of the 25%. So that's...
SEMA and FEMA are going to be present?
The person is... she's actually Jeff City. She is SEMA, but she's also the spokesperson for FEMA when it comes to the mitigation department. Yeah. So she's available for one day, which is the 21st.
So is this going to be their meeting, and we've been invited to get as guests?
Or? They've asked us to put the meeting together. So it would be our meeting in conjunction with... Someone has to facilitate it. And we've been asked to be the facilitators of the meeting.
We being the county and the cities? Or?
The county. The cities will... The county is what the concept is. The cities want to make sure that whatever is discussed, everyone hears the same story one time.
I would be receptive to doing that if it's the counties and the cities that share the... I mean, because this affects both. The cities
Absolutely.
Serve in the same capacity as the counties regarding the properties that fall within the cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking Branson Hollister specifically.
Correct.
Rockaway maybe, but I don't think so.
I don't think so. And really it was for the people who only received substantial damage letters... Or feel like your property was substantially damaged, even though you may not have got the substantial. So the group is much smaller. It should be, I think, less than 30 structures were affected, or less than 35. I can't remember what the number is off the top of my head. But anyway, just trying to facilitate a meeting with those residents. And 6 o'clock gets them time to get from work to here at one time. It's more of an informational gathering. Question and answer, but it's really going to be facilitating the meeting because they're going to run, the SEMA person is going to run it. So, unless you just want to be there or want me to facilitate like I've done the other two, I mean, it's whatever you want to do. I just think there needs to be a meeting where all the parties are together.
And SEMA has asked that we put the meeting together.
Yep.
Well, then we should put the meeting together.
Yeah. The 21st.
Are you going to take that?
Yeah, I've got dates and the date.
Okay.
We'll put it on the calendar, on the agenda.
Guys, I apologize. I've got to go get my mother.
That's right.
Take her to the
Can
doctor.
Can you give me the wording on that?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Before that
you.
Date, please.
Yeah, I'll get that. Done. Something else can wait. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. I'm sorry, guys.
See ya. You're fine.